missed him terribly. Even though we've had him on the phone, it's something about seeing Dr. Theron Schuette in person. It's good to have him here.
So happy to be here.
I know you are. We are going to recap. Did you hear the sarcasm? we're going to recap last night's school board meeting. So what are some of the highlights?
No sarcasm, just love. Well, May is recognition month for a lot of different entities. So we did a lot of recognizing last night. We had back on May 1st was School Lunch Hero Day. So we recognized our food service department. We have this week is Teacher Appreciation Week, so we recognize all of our education employees throughout this week. It is Mental Health Provider or Awareness Month, so we recognize our school-based therapists. Wednesday is National School Nurses Day, so we had a lot of our school nurses there last night, and we were able to say thank you. And last but not least, it is School Board Appreciation Month. So we thanked our 7 board members for the time and commitment they put in to providing our kids the best educational opportunities they can have. We had a couple short performances from some of our National History Day qualifiers. We had multiple groups from Marshtown High School and a group from Miller Middle School that have qualified to go out to College Park, Maryland in June to compete on a national level. I think 15 kids in total, so by far the biggest group they've had since I've been here. And the board approved them taking that trip and funding it. And then we also had a really neat presentation from a couple Hoagland fourth graders. They have a leadership team, and they had recently did a fundraiser to try to provide swimsuits for kids in need as we have that swim program at the elementaries, Lenahan and Miller. As far as the regular agenda went, ANSA Principal Stacy Bergman and her instructional coach, Jennifer Jansen, came and spoke about the school improvement efforts that they're making there with MTSS. We also had some action take place regarding our Miller project. We got approval to move forward seeking bids or proposals on AV and security equipment, which is a district purchase, district installed component of the Miller project, and we also approved a services agreement in order to have asbestos abatement. And the gentleman, Jeff Motes, who spoke to us about that, had indicated that when he is finished or they are finished with that project, that the 101-year-old Miller should be asbestos-free. Randy Denham had a budget amendment for this year's budget, and that was essentially it.
Man, we're going to change the name of this segment to Feel the Love with Dr. Theron Schuette. Good to see you. Appreciate it.
Always good to see you.
All right.